This is WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. Every couple of years, for 1 week, the city of Boston seems immersed in early music from morning until night. And even die-hard early music aficionados have trouble getting out to every last concert. But it's not necessarily a bad thing, because months later, they can listen here on WCRB in concert to some brilliant performances they never got to hear in person. Concerts that were scheduled during working hours or at 11 p.m. or 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon. And tonight I've got two of those out-of-the-way concerts for you to savor. From the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival, the young and virtuosic Baroque ensemble Nevermind plays music by Telemann and other composers of his time. And Concerto Palatino recreates the 16th century St. Mark's in Venice with instrumental music by Gabrielli and his contemporaries. We're savoring a rich banquet of music from the Boston Early Music Festival tonight on WCRB in concert. I'm Alan McClellan. I was not able to get to all the concerts at the Boston Early Music Festival last year, but fortunately, a couple of my colleagues were there, and I've invited them to come and give us some insights into these two concerts. Brian McCreath went to hear Concerto Palatino on a Saturday afternoon. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Alan.
And Chris Voss is a night owl, so he made it out to hear the amazing French Baroque ensemble Nevermind at 11 p.m. one night. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Brian, how is it that an audience can gather for a concert of Renaissance wind music at 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon in the summertime?
Alan, it's funny you asked that question. I asked myself the exact same question sitting in the hall on that Saturday afternoon, because there we are. It's the last couple of days of the festival. You've got all these people who have come from around Boston and even from other countries across the U.S. They're traipsing around Boston, going from venue to venue. There are concerts morning, noon, and night. There's a gigantic opera that many of them have been to. They're going to the Boston Early Music Festival exhibition and spending time there playing around with instruments, buying CDs, the whole thing. And then they show up on Saturday afternoon for this beautiful concert, and I'm thinking, wow, you people have been through a lot, but that's what makes it such a fun atmosphere.
After a whole week of all of this stuff.
That's right. It gives us great atmosphere. Everybody's excited to be there. They're all a little bit loopy and buzzed, which actually gives it an extra bit of energy.
We're going to hear Concerto Palatino in just a few minutes, and it's an amazing ensemble. But first, I want to ask Chris, tell me about the vibe at the late-night concerts at the Boston Early Music Festival.
Well, Brian sort of said it. It's kind of loopy. It's a little punch drunk. It's 11 o'clock at night at Jordan Hall, in that beautiful hall. People have been out all day at the events. They've started at 10 or 11 o'clock. I remember seeing people at the instrument exhibition and then seeing those same people in the same clothes they were wearing that day there at 11 o'clock at the concert, and just realizing that people are out all day long at these events. And there's a special feeling in the air at Jordan Hall at 11 o'clock. It feels a little bit radical, perhaps, because it is a concert that starts at so late, just an hour before midnight.
And tell me about this group with the unusual name, Nevermind.
They are a French quartet made up of flutist Anna Besson, violinist Louis Créac, viola da gamba player Robin Farrow, and harpsichordist Jean Rondeau. And they're very young, and they have a really great energy and a cohesiveness. I remember hearing about them when we featured them in the CD of the Week a few months back in 2016. Their first album, Conversations, was so great and so energetic and so together. I thought, I have to go see this group, and they definitely did not disappoint, especially because it was a concert that started at 11 p.m.
Let's listen to Nevermind. They began this late-night concert at NEC's Jordan Hall with the fourth of Telemann's Paris Quartets. This is at the Boston Early Music Festival in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
That's the ensemble Nevermind, with the fourth quartet Telemann wrote for his trip to Paris, performed as part of the Boston Early Music Festival in a late-night concert at NEC's Jordan Hall. And the harpsichordist you just heard, Jean Rondeau, has a concert coming up, presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. It's this Friday, April 20th at 8 o'clock at First Church in Cambridge, and he's playing the complete Goldberg Variations by Bach. You don't want to miss that. And I'm here with my colleagues, Brian McCreath and Chris Voss. And Chris, you stayed up late to hear this performance by Nevermind. It sounds like a lot of people shared your enthusiasm for the group.
It was a great, great concert. And we had an appreciation for the group in particular because they had said, you know, they just showed up from France. They were a little jet lagged. And we all sort of had this community experience. We had a really great time. And this group is out of this world. I mean, they're, like I said it before, their cohesiveness, their togetherness is incredibly unique. Maybe it stems from their love of jazz as well as this early music. It's fabulous, and I really was so happy to be able to make it to that concert, and happy to be able to share it tonight as well.
Thanks so much, Chris. We're looking forward to hearing more of Nevermind later on in the program. But Brian McCreath, I wanted to talk to you about Concerto Palatino. You went to their Saturday afternoon performance. This is a group that specializes in Renaissance music for winds.
Right, Alan. So I have to tell you why, when we were talking here at the office about like who gets to go to what concert, I'm now going to reveal why I chose this concert and said, I'm going to this concert, and the rest of you can come, but I'm definitely going.
Okay.
It's because I grew up as a trumpet player. And if you're a trumpet player, you at some point play music by Gabrielli, and it's glorious. You get to play loud, and it's all brass. It's just trumpets and trombones. Sometimes horns are involved, but sometimes we like to leave them out. Trumpets and trombones, sometimes tuba. It's just so beautiful, and it's so fun. As it turns out, it's also completely not what Gabrielli really had in mind when he wrote this music, because modern brass instruments are about 20 times as loud as the music that he was thinking of when he wrote it. So the group Concerto Palatino uses those original instruments. They include the violin and trombones, but not the same kind of trombones we've got now. They're much smaller instruments, and something called the cornetto. But the result is, and we can get into all that later, the result is this beautiful, intimate little sound where you hear this beautiful complexity that Gabrielli and his colleagues wrote in Venice during the 1600s, and that's what Concerto Palatino got into in this concert.
And for this concert, they were recalling the sound of the Basilica at St. Mark's in Venice, where they performed on either side of the church. We're going to hear a canzona in 8 voices and a canzona in 7 voices by Giovanni Gabrielli. Concerto Palatino in concert at the Boston Early Music Festival on WCRB.
Thank you.
Concerto Palatino in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall with two canzonas by Giovanni Gabrieli, recreating the sound of St. Mark's in Venice around the turn of the 17th century. Brian McCreath was at the concert, and he's with me now. Brian, can you describe these instruments to us?
Well, there's trombones and violins. These are instruments that we think of as familiar to us, but the trombone especially is not what you would normally see in, say, an orchestra or even a marching band these days. It's a much sort of smaller instrument. The flare at the end of the bell is a lot smaller, and it has a much less penetrating sound. It's a more softly rounded sound, very
intimate. Yeah, that's the way it sounds in this music.
Yeah, it's this beautiful little sound. And the cornetto is this kind of hybrid instrument. There's nothing really like it today. If you think about, in rough terms, if you take a trumpet mouthpiece and you put it on the end of a recorder with holes in it, that's sort of what a cornetto is. And it leads to this sound that's unlike almost anything else. It's not like a recorder. It's not like an oboe. It's not like a trumpet. But because of the range of the trombone of that time and the cornetto, the translation to modern brass instruments works really well, which is, again, how I kind of got into this music at first. Then you have the violin, which was, you know, kind of the more or less the same as what we see now, but with a few important detail differences that make the sound of the violin in this concert kind of blend more with those cornettos and with the trombone. So it's a really unusual set of instruments that ends up creating this gorgeous, small, warm sound.
It's beautiful. I want to hear a little bit more right now. These are short pieces by Tiburtio Masaino. Again, Concerto Palatino in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
Concerto Palatino, with instrumental versions of three motets by the 16th century friar and composer Tiburcio Masaino. That last one was a seven-part version of O Quam Speciosa, Oh How Beautiful. Before that, Conserva Fili, Keep My Son. And they began with Congratula Mini Mihi Omnes, Rejoice With Me, All Ye That Love the Lord. We're listening to two concerts from the 2017 Boston Early Music Festival this week on WCRB In Concert. Concerto Palatino, which we just heard, and the Baroque Quartet Nevermind. Members of both these groups have Boston concerts coming up this month. Friday, April 20th at 8 p.m. at First Church Cambridge Congregational, harpsichordist Jean Rondeau of Nevermind is performing Bach's complete Goldberg Variations. Jean Rondeau has developed a stunning career, not just as part of Nevermind, but as a harpsichord soloist with three albums to his own credit. That's Friday, April 20th. And then on April 27th at 8 p.m., again at First Church Cambridge, cornetto virtuoso Bruce Dickey, one of the directors of Concerto Palatino, performs with vocalist Hanna Blazikova in a fascinating program of Baroque music called Breathtaking, a cornetto and voice entwined. Exploring the ways this expressive early instrument can blend and combine with the human voice. That's Friday, April 27th, so mark your calendars for both those events presented by the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. I'll be back with more from Nevermind and Concerto Palatino after this break.